Mr. Young, Real 2. We were talking about your time at Bessbrook. You got a new colonel while you were there, Colonel Sword. Do you remember him at all? He wasn't there long because he was replaced by Colonel Cooper at Whitney, but do you remember Colonel Sword at all?
Not in my life. I know within the later colonel we got happy.
Okay, we'll come on to that then. Anything else about Bessbrook?
Well,
you were there about 7 months till July.
You could go at night from the reading the covers. You get a map reference here and a map reference there. One there, and you to go. You to work your way to there and work your way to that. That was what we did. Quite a number of nights or something like that.
And you'd be in the Bren carriers?
No, we were walking then.
Just walking?
And there were a lot of manoeuvres, covered a bit of ground all over. Lots of parts in that in Northern Ireland. And many a time we were across the road and we never knew it. Because there's no marks or nothing. You'd suddenly... the troop leader would look at his mark and say, we're over the border, we've got to get back. So there's no, you never knew where.
You never met the border guards? And
nobody looked at them, nothing on them at all. The only other thing I can remember is, in Bessbrook, the taxi drivers used to go over the border and come back with sugar and all that stuff. And if they got caught, they got the car would confiscate it.
So smuggling after.
Aye. And you could get a pass if you had if you get a load of civilian clothes, you could get a weekend in Dundalk. You could send a parcel home for there. They send it to you for Dundalk.
Now in July 41, they came back to Whitby.
That's right.
And that's a big change because there they became an armoured regiment instead of reconnaissance sort of unit. And they were in 29th Armoured Brigade, 11th Armoured Division. And they got Matilda and Valentine tanks. Now, that all happened. What do you remember about moving to Whitby?
Well, I was actually going on leave that time. Because I know it was July before I got married that time. And I was in transit. I had to take all my kit with me and my rifle on the way home. And then I joined them equipment when my leave was finished. And the Valentines were alright, but the tracks on them had double pins on them and they kept breaking. And we were up in the Yorkshire Moors and you went into a bog because he was working. And you had to get a nice couple of tracks to pull you out.
Now, what was the Valentine like to drive? Can you describe the Valentine? People don't know.
You were sitting central in it. You had a flap on either side of you. And a glass bit in the front, where you could shut up. And it was I actually learnt to drive a Valentine in Ballykinlar. That was in Northern Ireland. They'd won it. Ballykinlar was on a course there. With that dunk by me. And I learnt to drive, and he showed me how to use the clutch stop. To change the gear, easy, the clutch stop, slow the engine down. And funnily enough, every tank I had after that was called.
Alright.
Mokta. They're all place names after that.
And yours was?
Incidentally,
Mokta Mokta.
My grinding carry was called Pinkfoot. But they were all ducks. But every tank I had after that was the after Murphy. And it was very cold in that one because you were detailed to go around every so many hours and start them up because there were no antifreeze in them.
What about the Matilda? Did you see any of them?
Yeah, there was one of the Jackie Gaten's. He was the Matildas. It was the HQ. Had the Matildas. and he wanted to leave or something. And I got this Matilda because I could take it to this school, and I was in charge of it at the div school, which was in Scarborough. And I left the regiment then. Left them for quite a while.
You were detached to div?
To the div school.
Div what school?
The div school. It was to learn they were running courses for gunnery, wireless, everything, tanks, maintenance, mechanics. I was at a div school for quite a while.
What were you learning?
I wouldn't have learned, I would do the tag.
Right, there was a Matilda. What did you think of the Matilda?
It was a bit. Well, it wasn't much used like the Valentine. It was a pretty selective gearbox for it.
You mean it was worse than the Valentine?
I thought so, anyway. It was a typical name walk for Matilda. When you go along the road, you could watch how you steered it. And I looked after it well. Had a good engine on it. Two Leyland diesels.
What about the armour and guns on the Matilda and Valentine? What were they like?
Well, it's like every other armoured vehicle the British Army had. It was underpowered as far as the guns go. A 3-inch.
The Matilda was?
A 3-inch on the Matilda. And it was a useless gun.
And what about the Valentine?
The Valentine was much better. 2.9.
And what about the armour?
Well, the turret on the Matilda was a class turret. And I had better steering for the turret, which was the same as on one of the aircraft, the boat called the fire, it was oil hitting a vein when he turned the speed grip. Where do you go from the wind? Otherwise, the brakes, always something happened to them. They were on rollers, and when you pulled the stick back, they ran up this incline and drew it's just like walking two boxes.
So you got them. Now, what else were you doing? You were at Whitby quite a while, weren't you? They were doing quite a lot of exercises on the Yorkshire Moors.
All over the place.
What sort of thing would you do in the exercise? Because you'd change role. You weren't reconnaissance now. You were fighting, you know.
I'm on brigade.
And what sort of thing would you do in the exercises on the Moors?
Oh, it's mainly, it was all across the moor. I remember one night out there, I got stuck in a bog, and I volunteered to sleep in the tank. And it was it lying there, and the next morning it was lying at an angle. It was, I think, two tanks had to go out the next day. But you never knew where you were going to go in a bog out there. And we did a lot of driving around the Whitby along with Sands End and Loftus along the coast.
Did the tanks damage the roads?
A wee bit. But I remember that we were going down a steep place just outside the Whitby, and when you pulled the left stick, you went faster because it was sliding on the road. So you had to really use what they call reverse steering. If you want to go left, you pull the right stick. Which was a technique to learn. And I'm going back to Mark 6Bs. Most of them learned to do it on that, but I never drove one. You'd always use reverse steering. But when you pull the right stick, the left one, you went left, because the engine was loaded in. This one manoeuvres, nice stuff.
Did you do any firing?
Oh, you went to the radio. But I never remember much of firing there.
Did you do much training as a gunner, or were you mainly, I know you were a driver, but...
Mainly driving. The main thing that you fired was a rifle.
Did they give you any more signal training, or they just...
No, never.
What about maintenance?
What did they do on the maintenance, right? See that your boogies were well greased every so on the certain time. In the tank part, different job to do every day. And the usual thing is, they always said to check the fettle in the water every day. That was a must. And see that you're plenty of fuel. But the Valentine with an AEC diesel. In fact, while I was in Whitby, the new year I went down to the AEC work in Sethel. And they went round the plant there and saw everything what they did. The only thing they never let me see was the place where they threw the liners for the pistons in. They wouldn't let me in there. But they watched you see, go down there and then the assembly and watch them shut down there and after that. They had a 24 hour run. They tested everywhere in there before they went there.
And they were mostly reliable. Did you have sort of, you said the daily tasks, would you have weekly and monthly tasks as well?
Well, there wasn't that much to do as long as you saw that there wasn't an airlock in the fuel. And you'd always get topped up your fuel. You never carry any ammunition because it's all just manoeuvre. But the only thing that was used was the smoke.
Smoke shells.
And
would you practice things like driving into hold down positions? Do you know what I mean? Could you just explain that? Because I know I've just said it, but could you explain what it was?
Well, you do especially learn to drive when you're coming up the hill, you get below the level of the hill so the gun just poked over the top. That was mainly. And of course, you had your formation with your other. Well, the other members of the trooper. Well, were it? I can't remember.
There they got a Colonel Cooper. Sword went and Cooper went. I think he's probably the one you remember not liking, but.
There was one that we didn't like.
Colonel Cooper or Colonel Sword?
I
why didn't you like him anyway, this colonel? What was wrong with him?
Well, we didn't have a very good RSM either.
Who was that?
Well, I don't know, he was a big fat boy. The best RSM we had was the one we had in Ireland, RSM Jones. And he left us all in shoot hands with Brody, and he went to Carrick and to be a, well, he went to Carrick, the lad at the elevator, he went to be an officer, and he was a nice boy.
Now, what about the colonel? What didn't you like about the colonel?
I can't remember, he didn't like him, Charlie.
That's fair enough. The next thing, they went in round about April 1942, they went to the Hove, sort of Brighton area, Stanley Park.
I moved with a new school to Eastbourne, and I was there for quite a while, and then nobody ever came to the new school while I was in Eastbourne, and I still had that all my children. And I knew they were in the Hove, but I never was there.
And what were you doing at the new school?
I was just looking after the tank.
Maintenance?
Just seeing that everything was all right. Agreed. I wouldn't have done any of that. I took a test from the once a week up to Beachy Head. That's about all I did with.
And what else? Weren't you being used in training?
No, there were no training whatsoever.
So you're wasting your time?
That's right. Because the infantry brigade that was attached to the 2004 was the 8th RB. And the
Rifle Brigade, 8th Battalion Rifle
Brigade. They were beside us at a big school, and they never did anything either. They just lounged about, right?
So when did you rejoin the Fifes?
That was later on, when they moved up to Stanley Park.
Stanmer Park.
Stanmer Park, I mean, about 3 or 4 miles outside Brighton. And I had the Matilda, and they had Crusaders. And I couldn't keep up with them. And they used to put me in manoeuvres along with them. And I was always a bit last to come in. And I went on it.
And you got a Crusader.
And I got a Crusader.
Now, what did you think of the Crusader? Could you describe them?
First of all, I was a spare driver.
The co-driver?
No, I was actually a spare driver. I was actually... On manoeuvres, I was Sir George's gunner. That was what my job was.
Gunner?
I was his gunner.
I think...
And all that I did was hold on to the gun.
So you weren't fire, you were just in the turret?
I was just holding on to the gun. And get my head buried in my crash hat. And eventually, I got through there.
Now, what were the Crusaders like?
They were fast. They really stopped anything. And they had a 6-pounder gun on it. That was what I was in. And then I was back with that Sergeant Hogg, Bobby Hogg. He was my crew commander.
Now, what was he like, Hogg?
He was alright. He was...
He's your old driving instructor, isn't he?
Aye. He was an atheist. He was always wanting to get the Germans. He was mad keen.
And who else was in your crew at that time?
Bert Moyer was my gunner.
Who?
Bert Moyer. I finished up with him as still as my gunner. I can't remember that one.
You don't know who the wireless operator or co-driver were?
There was no co-driver there.
Right.
No co-driver. I think we trained on the... There was another tank we had before that. Was a trainer tank.
Would that be the Covenanter?
The Covenanter, aye.
It's quite similar, isn't it?
It's similar, but it had a different engine in it. It had the same type of engine as what Mark 6B had, a 6-cylinder Metis. The Crusader had a Nuffield Liberty engine. It was an aero engine. And you had to be very careful where you had to always oil the tappets because there was no oil got to them. You tell them you're individually a mankind, but it could go. In fact, the one I had, it was only about 38 miles there, and Bobby Hoggy spoke to the MX sergeant and wanted to get the government screwed down a bit, and I could get about 45. And it was I'm jumping the gun again. On the way up to Newmarket.
Okay.
But we were with a new Stanmer Park for a wee while, and a funny thing happened there. It's normal practice when a mechanic's working on your tank that he takes it for a run. And this B.R. Watson was his name, he was a mechanic. He was a technician for him. He was something wrong with the steam clutch on one side, and he sat there, put another bearing on it, and he took it for a test run, and I was sitting inside it, and there was an old baker van there delivering the stuff, and he tore the front plate off it. That was the last time he drove. So, I never got a Crusader until I went to Newmarket. That's when I got a Crusader.
They went to near, is it Farnham All Saints? Do you remember that? Bury St. Edmunds?
No, we were never in Berwick, anyway.
Or Chippenham Camp.
Chippenham. That's you say Nima here.
And what was Chippenham Camp like?
It was a big place. We walled all the way around, and the whole regiment was there. Each one had a different part of it. And I liked that man. It was a bit awkward to get to Newmarket.
Now, while you were there, Alex Scott arrived. Colonel Alex Scott. That was your colonel you went to war with. What was he like? Do you remember him much?
Well, with somebody else. With I don't know whether it was Pip Roberts or no, but we got a special bloke. He was only a captain media, temporary lieutenant colonel. And he trained us to be a final outfit. And we didn't want him to go. I think his name was Roberts. I don't know whether it was Pip Roberts or not. I'm sure his name was Roberts. And we asked him if we'd stay with to be our colonel. But he said his job was to train us to be a final division. So that's when he went and the other boat came.
Scott. What was Scott like? Alex Scott.
He was all right. We never had much contact with him. Apart from he had the Sears inspection. The only time you ever had much contact with him, you were always. Sir John was the one that you had with your leader.
What was the CO's inspection like?
Well, it was a long time out of here, a tired time, and it could get the mark fast. We got a lieutenant from the Enniskillens, and he wore a green overall. They would never seen it.
Do you know his name?
No, I don't really know his name, but he came from the Enniskillens. Living guards, and he was a character. I'll tell you.
In what way? Other than Mac?
He was a character, of his character. He was just like one of the boys.
Do you remember much about what while you were at Chippenham, what you were doing? Because there was going to be a big move to North Africa, but it was cancelled and things like that.
The rumour was that we were supposed to land between Sfax and Gavis. And then the tanks were all away. They were actually on board the Great Liverpool. And they weren't an arbor division at all. They weren't an outside division. So we the night they ended up to BEF back on Friday. We had an embarkation leave, but we had this embarkation leave. That's what our nickname, BEA, back of the Friday. So, I remember this the night. I was on guard this night. I heard the creak, creak, creak. I said, the rocket was in the way. I said, that's funny, it sounds like tanks coming back. And sure enough, his own tanks were coming back. It didn't work at all.
How did you feel about that? Had you wanted to go abroad,
no,
or were you quite happy?
North Africa. But I'm sorry for the blokes in Africa, they did not offend.
Because, I mean, the regimental history says that the men were very disappointed not to go, but that's not how you remember it.
No, I don't remember that. I was sorry that the same bloke did not offend in the desert.
So you thought that wasn't fair?
No, we were... We were kept in England, and later on I knew why, because there was only two armoured divisions in England. That was the Guards and us, and the Ferdinand of Wolfe.
So, anything else happened at Chippenham?
Well, we did a lot of manoeuvres, and it was all flat country, and there was a lot of trees in the area of the Thetford, and there were a lot of manoeuvres out there, and you were just skipping through between trees, and you had a tarpaulin that you cover your tank with, and you made it a tent, because it fixed up as a tent, and you got plenty of rations, and grape you were away maybe 10 days at a time, sleeping outside, and doing manoeuvres, and you'd umpire there, seeing that you did the right thing.
You must have been getting pretty experienced as a driver by then.
And there was another thing that happened when I was in there. I got my wife down to stay there in the Newmarket. And this chap Gatens, he reversed his tank right back and ran into me.
Into your tank?
Into my tank. And bust up one of the bogies. So my tank was in the divisional workshops in Newmarket, so it was repaired, which was pretty good. So that was all my wife was in there at the same time, and that's all I was doing, I was going up every morning and checking my tank if everything was alright and what the boys were looking at. So that was.
So you got the rest of the day off?
No, I never got the day off, but yesterday I was at the barriers at the tank when we were working at it. And it was a job with a spare part. So they had to take the wheel off. And it was the arm, actual arm that was bent on the crooked suspension. I mean, I could take the tracks off myself, split them. But I did that. If there's so many miles you did, you had to break the tracks up and what you call quarter them.
What does that mean?
Well, the left of the track was there, you quartered it. And then you switched that one to that one, and that one to that one, and switched them about, so you made them all the same. The tracks are stretched. And,
would you take links out of her?
I used to take links out.
They
were pinned in, and a soft core was on the end of the top of the coin. I never remember much about getting new tracks, but they were, when we went to Valentine's, the double pins, and they got high manganese, they were harder, and they lasted a lot longer.
Now, they talk about, because they reckon everyone was disappointed not to go, they had a big recreational programme of events organised to keep the troops amused. Do you remember anything about that?
No.
Sure, wasn't that noticeable for you?
It was just the same routine manoeuvres.
And anything else happened there? They're also doing about learning other trades. So, you know, if you're a driver, you learn other things. But
we were all, and of course, they made the driver mechanic ESV. When you got that, you got extra sickness a day.
Did you get it? And that's what you were, a driver mechanic. Anything else about Chipping before you? The next move was up to Rudston, Bridlington Way, just outside Bridlington. That was June 1943.
We were actually in the town of Bridlington for a year, and then we moved out to outside it. We were in the town because the tanks were all parked in the main street, and I remember we got up to that place where I had my pushbike with me. I used to cycle into it back in the middle of the night.